So now they can actually, they've actually found a way to raise cattle that doesn't have horns at all.
That's right.
How long ago did that start, do you know?
Oh, they've been doing that for a long time.
Really?
So they found there's like a certain actually breed. A breed called Polled Herefords. P-O-L-L-E-D means without horns.
Hmm. All right. Is there a lot of history in this town then? I mean, as far as like downtown that they've tried to preserve, you've mentioned.
Yes, there's a good historical society here, and they have preserved a lot of the town. They even have preserved some of the early houses that were built for the beet workers that worked at the sugar factory,
right,
which was established in 1913. Uh-huh. And those old houses, and they've painted them up now, and they're just as neat as they can be. You can get from the Historical Society a pamphlet and follow through a walking tour of different parts of town.
Neat.
And
is that sugar beet? Do they do anything with sugar beets now, or is that pretty much?
No, they still raise them in their area.
Right.
But they're trucked to, most of it goes to Burlington, Kansas.
Okay.
And that's where the big sugar factory is now. The sugar factory here has been closed down for a long time.
Burlington, Kansas. Okay. Does anybody do anything with sugar? There's no sugar refineries in this area then that you know?
Not in this direct area, no. Okay. There are in Nebraska and Kansas.
Okay.
And some in eastern Colorado, but I don't know where, because I haven't been connected with it for so long.
Right. Yeah, I think I've seen one out there, but I'm not sure where it is either. Maybe Brush or something like that.
Brush was a big sugar factory area. Fort Morgan.
Yeah. But most that goes to Nebraska and Kansas now.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Sounds good. I think we got everything with the community. It would be hard to not notice that it's obviously really built up right now.
Say that again.
It seems like the town has really built up in the past.
Yes, it has.
And it's building still quite a bit. Is that becoming a big problem?
Well, traffic and growing pains, as I call it. Needing more schoolrooms, more teachers.
Mm-hmm. What kind of ethnic groups have come in the last 20 years? You mentioned all these that had come in earlier. What about now? Or a little earlier?
I wouldn't say that there are any definite ethnic groups that have joined us because they've come, so many of them from California, Texas, New York, where these industries were first located, and they moved a bunch of them out in this area. Okay. So it's a great mix.
Okay.
There are no definite. I think the Hispanics have increased a lot. The African American have increased because of the. I think that the increase in Black Americans here are mainly because of the well-educated people that came with IBM, Western Electric, and so forth.
Yeah.
We have a very great group of that. If you would call it an ethnic group, from that group, it's a wonderful group of people.
Okay.
And the Hispanics, too. We've had some well-educated people come in.
Good. All right. A lot of this interview is going to be, I mean, that's a good chunk of it right there, and that was some good information. A lot of this interview is going to be about what you call things, like what names you give things.